As the sun stretches its golden fingers across the horizon and the birds serenade the dawn with their melodious hymns, let us embark on a sacred journey together, a journey of spiritual awakening and empowerment. In the hushed embrace of the morning, let us pause to contemplate the profound significance of inviting God into the very fabric of our day. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In the book of Psalms, David, a man after God's own heart, eloquently expresses the essence of beginning each day in communion with the divine. He writes in Psalm 5 verse 3, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." Here, David exemplifies the practice of starting the day with prayer and supplication, acknowledging God's sovereignty and seeking his guidance. Likewise, the Book of Lamentations offers a poignant reminder of the mercies that are new every morning. In Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23, we read, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This verse resonates with the promise of God's unfailing love and abundant grace, which await us afresh with the dawn of each day. Reflecting on the life of Jesus Christ, we find a profound example of prioritizing communion with the Father in the quiet hours of the morning. In the Gospel of Mark, we are told that very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed, Mark 1 verse 35. Jesus, the Son of God, recognized the necessity of seeking solitude with the Father to draw strength and direction for the day's ministry ahead. As we stand on the threshold of a new day, let us emulate the wisdom of these biblical examples. Let us carve out moments of stillness amidst the rush of life to commune with our Creator, laying our hopes, fears, and aspirations at His feet. In the silence of the morning, may we find the clarity of vision and the courage of spirit to navigate the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. And so, with hearts attuned to the rhythm of divine grace and minds anchored in the truth of God's Word, let us offer our prayers and petitions with expectant faith. For in the sacred dance of sunrise and bird song, we are reminded of God's enduring presence and boundless love, ever faithful to accompany us on our journey of faith. With each new dawn, may we rise in the strength of the Lord, guided by His wisdom and inspired by His unfailing love. In the tranquil embrace of dawn, before the clamor of life disrupts the peace, lies a sacred invitation to commune with the divine. Like Jesus, who sought solace in solitary prayer, Luke 5 verse 16, we too can find refuge in moments of quiet reflection. As the sun timidly peaks over the horizon, let us echo the words of the psalmist. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly, Psalm 5 verse 3. In this verse, we glimpse the power of beginning each day in dialogue with God, entrusting our concerns to his care with hopeful anticipation. Just as Jesus withdrew to secluded places to pray, we are called to follow his example. In the hush of early morning, let us seek the stillness of his presence, laying bare our hearts before him. For it is in this sacred exchange that we discover the strength to face the challenges of the day and the grace to navigate its twists and turns. So, as the world stirs from its slumber and the day unfurls its tapestry of tasks and trials, let us anchor our souls in the quiet assurance of God's unfailing love. In the silence of dawn, may we find the courage to confront our fears, the wisdom to discern His will, and the faith to walk in His ways. As we embark on this journey of faith, may the dawn of each new day serve as a reminder of God's faithfulness and a catalyst for deeper intimacy with Him. And may our hearts resonate with the timeless truth of Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. How we begin our day profoundly influences the course it will take. By grounding ourselves in prayer and the wisdom of Scripture right from the start, we deliberately invite God to permeate every moment and decision. This act of devotion helps us to align our spirit with God's will, ensuring that we carry His presence into all activities, relationships, and decisions. The Scripture urges us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. This verse is a powerful reminder that our own insights are limited and fallible, but God's wisdom is infinite and unfailing. By trusting in Him and acknowledging Him in all that we do, we open ourselves to His guidance and oversight, confident that He will direct our paths toward righteousness and peace. In practical terms, starting the day with God means taking time to pray, meditate on His Word, and listen for His guidance. It's in these quiet moments of the morning that our minds are most clear and receptive to spiritual truths. We can bring our plans and worries to Him, lay them at His feet, and move forward in the confidence that He is with us. Whether we face unexpected challenges or overwhelming blessings, we can navigate both with grace when we are rooted in a relationship with God. Moreover, this morning ritual of seeking God's presence has a cumulative effect. Each day lived in His presence builds our faith and deepens our trust in Him. Over time, we find that God doesn't just influence parts of our lives, but transforms them wholly. As we walk with Him, the evidence of His grace becomes apparent not just to us, but also to those around us, thereby testifying to His love and power. Therefore, let us make a conscious effort to dedicate the first moments of each day to God. In doing so, we not only set a positive tone for the day ahead, but also cultivate a life that is deeply enriched with divine purpose and peace. Just as Jesus sought the Father in the quiet before daybreak, may we follow His example, trusting that our early investment of time with God will yield a harvest of wisdom and joy that no earthly pursuit can match. Starting our day with prayer not only centers our spirits, but also opens our hearts to the abundance of God's blessings. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude each morning sets a foundation of positivity and grace that influences our entire day. When we give thanks, we not only acknowledge God's goodness and provision, but also transform our perspective, seeing our circumstances through the lens of faith and hope. The Scripture teaches us, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." 1 Chronicles 16 verse 34. This timeless exhortation reminds us of the enduring nature of God's love and the continual reasons we have to be grateful. In recognizing God's goodness, our spirits are uplifted and our burdens seem lighter, for gratitude is more than a feeling. It is a posture of the heart that alters our entire being. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, focusing on our blessings can profoundly change how we experience life's challenges. Instead of being overwhelmed by difficulties, gratitude helps us to identify God's hand at work in even the smallest details, promoting a sense of peace and contentment. As we cultivate thankfulness, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also spread joy to those around us. Gratitude also acts as a catalyst for abundance. When we appreciate what we have, we are opening the door to receive more, not necessarily in material terms, but in richness of spirit and life experiences. A thankful heart is attuned to the myriad ways God works in our lives, often in unexpected and subtle ways. This recognition breeds further trust in His care and provision. Thus, as we rise each morning and lift our hearts in prayer, let us weave gratitude into our petitions and praises. Let us look around and within, acknowledging every blessing, from the air we breathe to the people we love, to the challenges that grow us. By doing so, we align ourselves with God's gracious spirit and prepare to face the day not only with endurance but with joy. Therefore, let each morning prayer be a profound moment of communion with God, where gratitude leads the way. As we practice thankfulness, we allow God's love to fill and overflow from us, creating ripples of positivity and hope that impact not just our lives, but also those of others. In every thank you lifted to the heavens, we find the strength to face another day, the courage to embrace every moment, and the clarity to see God's enduring goodness in all things. In the early, serene moments of each day, when the world is still and our thoughts are clear, we find a precious opportunity to align our wills with the divine will of God. It's in these quiet moments of morning prayer that we can truly surrender our plans, hopes, and dreams, trusting in the wisdom and guidance that only God can provide. This act of surrender is not a sign of weakness, but a declaration of trust, acknowledging that our own understanding is limited and God's vision for our lives is far superior. The psalmist exemplifies this trust when he pleads, "Show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths," Psalm 25, verse 4. This heartfelt request reveals a deep desire to follow God's lead, recognizing that true guidance and wisdom come from Him. Similarly, we are encouraged to seek God's will each morning, to listen for His gentle whisper guiding our decisions and directing our steps. Proverbs 16 verse 3 urges us to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. This promise underscores the profound peace and assurance we can experience when we entrust our activities and aspirations to God. By committing our actions to the Lord, we place our trust not in our own abilities, but in His omnipotent hands. It's a practice of not only asking God to bless our efforts, but also yielding to His redirection and timing, allowing Him to shape our plans according to His perfect will. Embracing this daily commitment requires open hearts and attentive spirits. As we approach God each morning, let us do so with the readiness to listen and the flexibility to change course as He leads. This might mean setting aside our own agendas in favor of divine appointments or adjusting our goals to better serve His kingdom. Whatever the specifics, the practice of seeking God's will should be characterized by a willingness to learn and a readiness to obey. Moreover, as we discern His voice and sense His leading, it is essential to step forward in faith, trusting that He who has called us is faithful to guide us. Just as a navigator uses the stars to chart a course at sea, let God's Word and His Spirit guide us through the day's challenges and opportunities. Let each morning be a time of spiritual recalibration, where we lay down our plans at the feet of Jesus and pick up His purpose for us. As we do this, we'll find that our lives are not only more fulfilling but also more fruitful. We become co-creators with God, participants in His divine narrative, walking in confidence that our paths are secure and our steps are sure. May we all embrace the gift of morning prayers as a means to commit our ways to the Lord, confident that He will indeed establish our plans. As we step into each new day, we do not walk into a neutral environment. Rather, we enter a battlefield where spiritual conflicts require divine armor. Recognizing this, the Apostle Paul instructs us in Ephesians to put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, Ephesians 6 verse 11. This vivid metaphor not only underscores the reality of spiritual warfare, but also emphasizes our need for God's provision in every aspect of our lives. Arming ourselves with God's spiritual armor means engaging daily with the tools He has given us: prayer, scripture, and faith. Each of these spiritual weapons plays a crucial role in fortifying our hearts and minds against the assaults we may face. Prayer connects us directly to God, the source of our strength. It is our communication line for expressing our fears, confessing our failures, and asking for God's guidance and protection. Through prayer, we gain the assurance that we are not fighting alone. God is with us, attentive to our pleas and ready to intervene on our behalf. Scripture is our foundation and defense. The Word of God is described as sharper than any double-edged sword, Hebrews 4 verse 12, able to discern thoughts and intentions while also equipping us with truth to counter lies and deceptions. By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we fill our minds with God's truths, which protect us and guide our decisions. Faith is both a shield and an anchor, helping us to deflect the fiery darts of doubt, discouragement, and deceit. With faith rooted in the unchangeable character of God, we can stand firm, knowing that what He has promised, He will also perform. Faith empowers us to trust in God's good plans, even when the path is obscured by the fog of uncertainty or adversity. As we equip ourselves with these spiritual tools, we become increasingly effective in standing firm against the schemes of the devil. The enemy's tactics are designed to undermine our faith and distract us from our divine mission. However, clad in the full armor of God, we are not only able to resist but also to advance, transforming challenges into opportunities for growth and testimony. As you face the day's challenges, remember to clothe yourself in the spiritual armor provided by our Heavenly Father. Embrace prayer to maintain your connection with God. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures to fortify your mind with truth, and hold fast to your faith to shield against the onslaught of the enemy. With these tools, you are well prepared to stand firm, knowing that the victory ultimately belongs to God. Each day is an opportunity to witness the power of God at work in and through you, proving that no adversary is too great when God fights on your side. The journey of life is filled with moments of both joy and challenge. During times of adversity and exhaustion, it is essential to remember where our true strength lies, not in our own capacities, but in the presence of God. As we draw near to Him, our spirits are lifted and revitalized. The Scripture offers us a powerful metaphor for this divine empowerment. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Eagles are majestic creatures, known for their ability to glide effortlessly on the wind currents, rising higher with minimal exertion. This imagery beautifully illustrates how, with our hope anchored in God, we can rise above the trials and challenges that weary us. By trusting in God and waiting on His timing, we tap into a supernatural source of strength that allows us to continue our journey with renewed vigor and perspective. This promise of renewal and strength is not just for moments of great crisis, but is a daily sustenance that God offers. Each day, we face numerous small and large challenges that can deplete our energy and cloud our vision. However, by casting our burdens upon the Lord, we activate a spiritual exchange. Our heavy loads for His light and easy yoke, Matthew 11 verse 30. In doing so, we are not avoiding reality, but choosing to face it with a power that transcends our limited human ability. The Holy Spirit dwelling within us is the source of this power. As believers, we are not left to navigate life's ups and downs alone. We have the constant companionship and guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is through His indwelling presence that we find the strength to overcome obstacles, endure hardships, and maintain our faith despite the pressures of the world around us. Furthermore, by casting our burdens on the Lord, we acknowledge His sovereignty and care in our lives. This act of surrender is not a sign of weakness, but a declaration of trust. It is an acknowledgement that we believe God is not only capable of carrying our burdens, but also willing to do so because He cares for us deeply. In summary, let us approach each new day with a heart full of hope in God's promises. May we rely on the Holy Spirit within us to renew our strength continually. As we cast our burdens upon the Lord, let us soar like eagles above the adversities of life, running without weariness and walking without fainting, empowered by the endless grace and enduring strength that only God can provide. In doing so, we not only persevere through our trials, but also testify to the sustaining power of God's presence in our lives.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.